Welcome to The Sting of Stang, conducted by the William Wallace of the American media. Alan Stang, exposing the propaganda pimps of the prostitute national press, from Rush Limbaugh to the communist broadcasting system, uncovering the conspiracy for world government, its tactics, its purposes, and its players, from George W. Bush, John McCain, and Hussein Obama on down. Now, here is author, patriot, raconteur, and bon vivant, Alan Stang.
And thank you, Dick Fatherly, Billboard Magazine's Personality of the Year. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen, across America and around the world. This is Alan Stang, and we call our program The Sting of Stang. All right, here we are. We're 1 week away. 1 week away, and I myself do not have the remotest idea who is going to win. Of course, we know what the media tell us, but remember that the media are run in our country. The media are run by literal scum, slime, literal sleaze. You've got the guy who says in public that a thrill runs up his leg every time he thinks about Senator Hussein. Again, you just have to ask yourself, how many normal men do you know who would say such a thing? But this boob thinks it, says it, and has no problem with it. Of course, he's just one example. We don't need to name him. Why give him any more notoriety than he already has? Of course, he is just one example. And so you've got the slime media, literal sleaze, the lowest dregs in this country, the media, along, of course, with the politicians in both parties. And according to the media and the polls, Senator Hussein is ahead. The gap is closing, we are told. I have no remote idea who is going to win and whether the gap is as small or as big as they tell it is. I guess we'll have to wait until next week. We have a week to go. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, of course, we are talking about literally the most bizarre campaign in the history of the world. The world has never seen anything like the cast of characters we've been offered here. It's utterly unbelievable. Now, of course, you've got these developments on the Democrat side. We've covered Senator McCain wall to wall. You know all about his treasonous activities in Vietnam. So you know all about the man from Hanoi here. All right. Again, remember, I do admit, when I first heard about Governor Sarah, a thrill ran up my leg. But that, of course, is totally irrelevant. You know all about, over these microphones, you've heard time and time again about the activities of Senator McCain, so we are providing you balance. But now here comes Joe Biden again. Joe Biden. Now, he's a comedic figure. Whenever you see him, I have a good feeling because he makes you laugh. And laughter, of course, the doctors tell us laughter is a good thing. And here's a man who makes you laugh. He's so amusing. Let's take a quick break. We'll do some business. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
So what appears to be happening is Joe Biden goes on TV stations to be interviewed. They ask him questions about his background, issues in the campaign. And if the questions get even mildly tough, then they aren't questions that I would call really tough questions, but if they are related to anything that he is uncomfortable with, as soon as the interview is over, he calls the national campaign and tells them to ban that particular station from any more interviews with the Democrat campaign. And let's see, the latest station that has been banned from any contact with the Democrats is Channel 3 in Philadelphia. They were asking him some questions about monies that he has funneled to different individuals, to family members. And they asked him about Senator Hussein's redistribution statements. Remember, these statements about redistribution of wealth, which is communism, come out of Hussein's own mouth in his own words. The first example we have is 2001. The next example was just recently. So it's something he's always believed, which is no surprise. He is a communist. That's what communists believe. As soon as the interview is over, Biden calls and bans the station from further contact. The last time I heard about it, we were up to three of these television stations. There may be more. There may be some stations I'm not aware of. I'm aware of three stations that are now banned from further contact after an interview with Joe Biden. So he's a humorous figure. With him as vice president, should they be elected, should the Democrats be elected, you would get at least an entertaining administration. There is, however, a somewhat unsettling theme that seems to be emerging here, which is, at least on the Democrat side, if you dare to speak out, if you dare to say something that really gets their attention, that really gets their backup, they do everything they can to destroy you. Another recent example would be Joe the Plumber. Joe the Plumber, who has emerged as a national celebrity, as you know. Here we have an orchestrated attempt by the Democrats literally to destroy Joe the Plumber. Investigations into every aspect of his background. Literal attempts to destroy the man. And, of course, there are the threats that the so-called fairness doctrine would be reinstituted in a Senator Hussein administration, in a Hussein administration. The fairness doctrine is what they call it, of course. They call everything the opposite of what it is. Would have the effect of removing anybody from talk radio who was saying things they didn't like. So you have a really unsettling theme emerging here, which you would have to call censorship. Of course, it would be humorous censorship, because Joe Biden, the well-known comic figure, would be involved, but it still would be censorship. It's a theme that we have to follow. Now, by the way, bear in mind that although the election will take place next Tuesday, we have a week to go, you don't need to feel any tension. You don't need to feel any nerve-wracking emotions. We already know the outcome. The polls, of course, are irrelevant. We already know, in fact, who the president will be. And I will reveal all of that tomorrow if you go to my column, which will appear tomorrow at newswithviews.com. As you know, my columns appear regularly at newswithviews.com. Tomorrow I'm going to be talking about the next president of the United States. And we've already discussed him over these microphones. It's no secret I'm naming him, however, officially in my column tomorrow. Our next president will be Zbigniew Brzezinski. That is not a Polish joke, ladies and gentlemen. I wish it were. Remember, Zbigniew Brzezinski, just to refresh your memory, Zbigniew Brzezinski is a Marxist. He loves Marxism. He's always been a Marxist. Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote a book in 1970 entitled Between Two Ages. We went all through the book here over these microphones. We don't need to do that again this morning. I'm just giving you a reprise, a summary here this morning. And in the book, from cover to cover, he expresses his love for, his adoration for Marxism. David Rockefeller, traitor, conspirator, enemy of the United States, read the book, liked what he read, hired Brzezinski as his prime minister. Rockefeller and Brzezinski sat down around the table with an unknown Georgia governor, Jimbo Carter. They interviewed Carter for the job of president of the United States. They liked what they heard. They installed Carter as president. So the man is a lifelong Marxist. In the year 2000, in the 2000 campaign, Brzezinski was foreign policy chief for Senator John McCain. Remember the first time we heard about him, the first time he came to national policy advisor Jimmy Carter, Democrat. That's 1976. In the year 2000, he turns up as foreign policy advisor to Senator McCain, who praised him to the skies. Now, here in the year 2008, Brzezinski now controls both sides. One of his sons, Mark Brzezinski, is the foreign policy guy for Senator Hussein. The other Brzezinski son, Ian Brzezinski, is the foreign policy guy for Senator McCain. So Brzezinski is back in the game. This time he's running both sides of the campaign. So, ladies and gentlemen, although there would be some superficial differences, simply in view of the fact that everybody has a different personality, sure, there would be differences. Basically, you're not going to see any difference at all. I'm talking about the basics, the fundamentals, not any superficial variances. If you take a look at my piece that will appear again tomorrow in the at newswithviews.com, you will see all of this in print. My piece is called Your New President, Your New President. So that is where we stand, ladies and gentlemen, 1 week out. And the front men are battling to see which front man will get to warm the chair. The Manchurian candidate, the man from Hanoi, or will it be the man from the Communist Party? It is, of course, important to them. But that is where we stand as we go to press this morning. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we need to take a look at a piece in the National Enquirer about Senator Hussein, which it came across my desk yesterday. The Enquirer has gained a lot of credibility. I am now considering the National Enquirer as a reliable source for the obvious reason that it has dealt time and again. Remember, the latest achievement, exploit of the National Enquirer was the Senator John Edwards expose. The Enquirer beat everybody else cold. You cannot beat success. You cannot beat accuracy. When the smoke clears, if you've got the facts, you are right. We certainly saw that in the Edwards expose. Now, of course, there are many rumors afoot about where those facts came from. Were they released in a vengeful mood by the Hilleroyd people, the Clinton people? We don't know. I don't know, but they are the facts. Now here comes a new piece in the National Enquirer, and this one, it sheds some more light on the relationship between Frank Marshall Davis, Communist Party pervert, and his disciple, Senator Hussein, in Honolulu. You remember it was a very close relationship for years. We'll take a look at that relationship in just a moment. Let's do some business. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Our telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to come aboard today's edition of The Sting of Stang, 800, toll-free, of course, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to come aboard. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, it certainly is worth mentioning. Notice that everything I've told you here about what is really happening behind the scenes in these campaigns, this is available to the people in the media, in the so-called mainstream media, the left communist media, the communist broadcasting system, the communist news network, and so on. It's equally available to the right communist media, Rush Limbaugh, Shallow Sean Hannah Twit. It's just as available to these people as it is to me. I haven't dug this out from some secret source. It's easily available. All I've done is put it together for you. Notice, not a word, not a hint of all of this. Well, of course, that's why we are here at the Republic Broadcasting Network and the Accent Radio Network. Now, the Enquirer piece we're talking about, it amplifies, it tells us more about this incredibly bizarre relationship. Well, of course, everything about the campaign is bizarre. This incredibly bizarre relationship between the young Senator Hussein as a child, as a little boy, and this man, Frank Marshall Davis. For 7 years, they were together, very closely together. Remember, in the 1995 memoir, Dreams from My Father, which many commentators now believe was written for Hussein by revolutionary, violent, communist, terrorist heirs in Chicago, Hussein refers to him as Frank. That's all Frank. We now know it was Frank Marshall Davis. Frank Marshall Davis, lifelong member of the Communist Party. They had a father-son relationship. Frank Marshall Davis, communist, top communist, confesses that he had sex with children, sadomasochism, bondage, a species of sexual perversion. He practiced a wide array of deviant sexual activities, says the Enquirer. It's interesting that Davis was a good friend, spent a lot of time with Hussein's grandfather, Stanley Dunham. In fact, it was Stanley Dunham, the grandfather, who put the young Hussein with Frank Marshall. Remember, the grandparents, grandfather Stanley and the grandma, who is now unfortunately ill in Honolulu, the grandparents were raising young Hussein. And so for 7 years, they put him with this man, Frank Marshall. Stanley and Frank were very good friends. Now, you know that something was wrong with Stanley. He's palling around very closely with this communist who is a total degenerate. But also, he names his daughter Stanley after himself. Am I wrong here in thinking there is something seriously wrong with this man? Now, here's the latest development. We didn't know, I did not know, about Frank Marshall Davis. In his private papers, communist degenerate Davis admits that he secretly authored a hardcore pornographic autobiography called Sex Rebel Black. Sex Rebel Black. It was published in 1968. The author of the book is listed as Bob Green. Bob Green. But later on, Davis admitted that he was actually the author of the book after a reader noticed similarities in style and phraseology between that book, Sex Rebel Black, and Frank Marshall Davis's other writings. Remember, he was supposed to be a writer of sorts, a poet of sorts. And so a reader noticed similarities between the anonymous book, Sex Rebel Black, and Davis's other writings. And Davis admitted, yeah, he wrote the book, the hardcore pornographic autobiography called Sex Rebel Black. He says, I could not truthfully deny that this book, which came out in 1968 as a Greenleaf classic, was mine. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Again, Alan Stang.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the Eagle Research technology we talk about regularly over these microphones basically amounts to what we call electronic homeopathy. If you know anything about homeopathy, you know it was developed by Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, the towering scientific genius who lived in the 17th and the 18th and the 19th centuries. And what the Eagle Research folks have been able to do through their mastery of electronics is to use electronics to do the same thing, essentially, that Dr. Hahnemann was doing, but to do them much quicker, much more accurately, and much cheaper, much more economically. Because Dr. Hahnemann, who, of course, was, again, a towering scientific genius, had no access to modern electronics. And so he had to develop the science of homeopathy in a laborious, time-consuming manner that involved a lot of people. He used his medical students. They used to find a remedy through a process they called approving. Approving involved testing, taking a proposed remedy themselves, recording in great detail the effects of that remedy. It was a heck of a laborious, time-consuming, labor-intensive process. Through the use of modern electronics, however, the Eagle Research wizards have been able to figure out how to use electronics in these instruments they have devised to get the same effects that Dr. Hahnemann got, but here you get them much more quickly, much more accurately, and again, it costs a lot less than it did when Dr. Hahnemann did it. Now, of course, all of these, I recognize, are intriguing statements. You can find more out about them simply by going to my website. Simply go to alanstang.com, click on health. You'll see a lot of information there on the site about the Eagle technology. You'll see pictures of the Eagle instruments. And, of course, if you want more information, simply get in touch with us. We'd be happy to answer any questions, because we do have now an army of people who have used the Eagle technology with very beneficial results. And you, again, will learn more about it if you simply go to my website there, alanstang.com, and click on health. All right, our telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to come aboard today's edition of The Sting of Staying, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. All right, we're trying to learn more about Senator Hussein. And, of course, the reason we need to do this, remember, is, think about this, remember, the campaign is so secretive. They don't want you to know anything about this man. Think of what we don't know. We know now he is an illegal alien, for one thing, simply because he refuses to produce his birth certificate for inspection by us, his future employers, should he be elected. That's what it amounts to, is it not? It's as if someone comes into you, you're a prospective employer, someone applies for a job with you, you ask for his resume, he refuses to give it to you, but he demands that you hire him anyway, without knowing anything about him. That's what we have here. So we're trying to learn as much about this very, very secretive individual as we can. Remember, every time something about him is exposed, he doesn't know anything about it. He can't remember. So here we are in Honolulu. Remember, his mother, Stanley. Forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. I can't help but just chuckling every time I hear this. I mean, you've got a Johnny Cash, a boy named Sue, and here you've got Senator Hussein with a mother named Stanley. All right, Stanley divorces Senator Hussein's father, if this really is Senator Hussein's father, Barack Hussein Obama Sr. She divorces him. She moves to Indonesia, marries another Muslim, Hussein Sr., of course, a Muslim. Then she remarries an Indonesian national, Lolo Soetoro. He's a Muslim. She takes Hussein to live with her and her new husband in Indonesia. She then divorces him, but before she does that, she sends Hussein back to Honolulu to her parents in Honolulu, and the parents put the young Hussein with this degenerate communist, Davis, when he's 10 years old. This is important. He's 10 years old, and he's with this man, Davis, for 7 years. Can you imagine a time more important to a young boy between the ages of 10 and 17? Now, what about Davis? Davis admits, this communist degenerate admits to a career of bisexuality, rape, the seduction of children, seducing a 13-year-old girl, voyeurism, exhibitionism, bisexuality, rape, and sadomasochism. This is a man whom the young Hussein, starting at the age of 10, spends 7 years with. Hussein says that Davis had a lasting effect on him. I bet he did. Hussein says that this man became a father figure for him over the 7 years they knew one another in Honolulu. He says he would read us poetry whenever we stopped by his house, sharing whiskey with Gramps, that would be Stanley Sr., out of an empty jelly jar. As the night wore on, the two of them would solicit my help in composing dirty limericks. They would ask for the young Hussein's help in composing dirty limericks. Hussein describes being counseled by Frank Marshall Davis, communist degenerate, often. This is Hussein saying this. He says Davis counseled him often. They drank whiskey together. Drank whiskey together? We're talking about a young man who is between 10 and 17 years of age. This is the background of a man who could be your next president. Let's take a call, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to Idaho. Flora, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Thank you, Alan. Thank RBN, you're wonderful. Also, I feel from what I know and what I'm reading, we're in a communist agenda anyway. If people would only listen to people like you, and if they would take the time to go to the congressional records and go to January 10th, 1963, they would see that we have been working since way back then and before to be a communist nation. And they would see it plainly. It's in the congressional records. The article is written by Cleon Soskin.
Cleon Skousen, yes.
Yeah. And they would see. And then they would pay more attention to you, Alan. But they won't do it. They don't want to hear we're communists. Think about it. There's a song Johnny Cash sang that somebody's army is always on the move. Think about it, people. Whose army is always on the move? And what Alan is saying, I heard, Alan, that, and I think I read, that Obama has the ones, we've just had a gigantic bank heist, and Reins, according to John Clark, took away $200 million. Now, how many retirement plans would that fill? And then he also has Paulson. I can't remember what company Paulson works for, but they're both criminals. And
all right, I think you're talking about Goldman Sachs, Flora. Yeah. Goldman Sachs.
Yeah.
All right.
They won't listen to you.
Well, they will listen, Flora. Flora, thank you so much. Great call from Florida from Flora in Idaho. Thank you so much for calling, Flora.
Thank
Good
you.
Call. They will listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. I never worry about that. Here's how I know they would listen to me, because when this thing really comes down, remember, this thing is really just getting started. As the barker in the carnival said, you ain't seen nothing yet. This thing is just getting started. When this thing really hits, I can assure you, Flora, and everybody else, even the blind will see what we are talking about. In fact, you know, you remind me, Flora, it's so interesting. Have you ever had this experience, I wonder, ladies and gentlemen? I have had this experience quite a few times, I would say. In my travels, I run into people who come from countries, from communist countries, like countries in Central Europe, in Eastern Europe, communist countries. People who come from, who lived in Nazi Germany under Hitler. And they approach you with the pleading expression. And they take you by the lapels. And they ask you, don't you see what is happening here? Well, no, what do you mean? What do you mean? What's happening? This is the same thing that happened in my country. This is exactly what happened when they imposed communism in my country. Don't you see it? Don't you understand what is happening here? See, these people I'm talking about, they come from communist Ukraine, from communist Central Europe, one of the countries there that the United States government imposed communism on in Central Europe. They somehow got out of those countries. Many of them escaped. They come here. When they get here, they're very grateful. They've finally gotten out from under the communists. They're here in the free United States. They're so grateful. They're here a very short time, and they begin to realize this is the same thing happening here that they remember happening when they lost their freedom in their own original countries. And so now they begin to panic. They approach you, as I say, they're pleading. Don't you see what is happening here? I've had this experience so many times. Can't you see? They're pleading. They want you to wake up. But they see that the American people do not, will not wake up. I've had this experience with different people around the country. Maybe five or six times. As I travel, I used to travel a lot more than I do now. I used to travel the country on speaking tours, you see. I do, two or three speaking tours a year, and each one of them could be four, five, 6 weeks long. I'd be in a different town every night. And so I had the opportunity there for some years to get into lots of little places that most Americans wouldn't ever see again and again, really getting a view, a really close view of our wonderful country. And you find these people. You find these people everywhere. And again, they're pleading. They're nervous. Is the same thing going to happen here? It's a remarkable experience to meet one of these people. And so I don't wonder about that. I don't worry about it. I know that these people that Flora is worried about, they will see, because we're just getting started here. This thing is heating up, and it will begin to take off after the election. Remember, we know who the next president is going to be. That's not a question. All right, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, also in the Enquirer, you have a story, ex-gay porn kingpin, Hussein Money Man, Terrence Bean. Terrence Bean is the name of this individual. The one-time money czar of gay porn is one of the bundlers, they call them bundlers, who has raised as much as $100,000 for Senator Hussein Bean, the first sodomite on Hussein's National Finance Committee, is the sole trustee of the Charles M. Holmes Foundation, which owned Falcon Studios, Jock Studios, Mustang Studios, the producers of all male homosexual porn, according to the New York Post. The studios made about $10 million a year in sales from these homosexual films, Bean, a real estate developer, was CEO of Conwest Resources, the company which held Falcon Films, Falcon Studios, after Chuck Holmes died from AIDS in the year 2000. The company was sold in 2004 as 3Media, but it continues to pay a note to the Holmes Foundation. And so this is where a bunch of money comes from, financing the Hussein campaign from hardcore sodomite pornography. Let's take another break. We'll be back in a moment with more. Stay with us.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every 2 men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Here is a message I received, ladies and gentlemen, from one of my readers, one of my listeners. This is from a lady who, an American lady, lived with her husband on a charitable mission there in Russia, the Soviet Union. They lived in St. Petersburg. This is not Siberia we're talking about. It's not some little backwoods town off the main road and not way out in the country where they don't have facilities. This is St. Petersburg, used to be called Leningrad, Petrograd. More than 4 million people,
one of the biggest cities in Russia. She says less than 1% of their citizens, this was 1994, by the way, after the so-called collapse, of the Soviet Union, 1994, less than 1% of the citizens owned cars, she says. They couldn't use them in the winter because they couldn't afford antifreeze. While there, we did not see one house in the city, only government-built, unpainted concrete apartment buildings. This is November 94 into 95, I guess. We saw old women sweeping the street gutters with brooms made out of sticks, another selling her mittens to get money to live on. Every day we would watch from our apartment women digging through dumpsters, looking for food. The streets were covered with slime after a snowfall because of all the oil and pollution from old army trucks and tractors hauling supplies. She says in St. Petersburg they went into orphanages, markets, schools, hospitals, all of them deplorable. At one orphanage, a young boy helped us unload shoes in his stocking feet. Snow on the ground, he had no shoes. There are many, many orphanages, she says, many orphanages, because parents can't care for their children, so they abandon them. We bought our food. this is something. We bought our food at a market where we had to bring our own shopping bags and something to wrap the purchase in. The meat was hanging up. We would point to the piece of meat we wanted. They cut it off and handed it to us unwrapped. The farmers, they just hand you a piece of meat. No wrapping on it. You have to bring your own. The farmers brought their produce into town in wagons, stacked up the dirty, unwashed vegetables. We picked out what we wanted. Again, they hand you your unbagged purchase. The bread stores, people standing in line to get bread. Schools, old run-down buildings. We went into the elite communist school, which looked like a building we would have condemned 40 or 50 years ago. The saddest situation was the socialized medicine and hospital care. Major hospitals, doctors wept when they saw the gifts that they were receiving, the medical supplies. They said they had no medicine. Burn victims wrapped in bandages in excruciating pain with no pain medications to ease their suffering. One hospital had cats roaming around to keep down the mice. They used vodka bottles for IV drips. Rewashed bloodstained bandages hung in the hallway drying. This is medical care in the Soviet Union. Thanks for being with us, ladies and gentlemen. Be with us tomorrow, same time, same place. Until then, remember, as always, arm yourselves.
Gold has been.